What is up? What is up? What is up? Sam Crowley, it's podcast number 3 today, December 2nd, 2015. What are you doing, man? What are you doing? You got 29 days left in this year. You're going to start hearing it from everybody.
Starting in the new year. Starting in the new year. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to kick off 2000.
Bull crap. Look, you got to get momentum. You should have had momentum 3 months ago. What you did in September is determining your December. You know what I'm talking about? Like what you did, the seeds that you planted September 2nd are coming to harvest right now, December 2nd, and are going to continue on and doing that. If you put together any type of program, any audio or video or put up a web page or something like that and started prospecting and getting people into your funnel in September, they're paying you now in December. You know that, and they're going to continue to pay you, by the way. So what you want to do in March, you need to do right now. What your March is determined by what you're going to do right now in December. So don't wait, okay? Don't be like most people and automatically think there's this big switch. There's a slight switch. I'm going to walk into the room titled 2016 and I'm going to flip the switch. Everything's going to change. No, it's not. 2016 is going to change based on what you're doing today, right now. Right now, not in 2016. Plant the seed. Don't rip them out of the ground. Plant the seed. Let them harvest. Do some work around it. Yeah, I know. You got to work in the field. Work's fun. Work's a four-letter word, only if you don't like what you do. You know what I'm talking about? When you love what you do, work in that field, man. You ever seen a farmer love what they do? Get up at 5 a.m., go out, work on the farm all day, all night, come back. Good day's work. Love what I do. Enjoy it. That's you. That's me. That's all of us that we're doing what we love to do. Anything else, you're just being a sellout. If you're going to a job and you hate it, you're a sellout because you know what you need to do. You know there's a better life out there for you. Saying I don't know how, that's not worth it. That doesn't fly. That just isn't. That's not going to fly with anybody that's got a brain. Okay, you can go tell that crap to somebody at the water cooler, and they'll buy it. I know what you mean. No, you say that to somebody like an entrepreneur, a business owner, a CEO, a millionaire, somebody like that. You're not having that conversation. That's the beauty of mastermind groups. That's the beauty of accountability partners. They don't let you talk that crap and get away with it. You want to talk that crap? Go find people that got crap in their head. Plenty of them out there, and they'll buy into it. They'll agree with you. Oh, the president. Oh, the economy. Oh, this administration, that administration, this, that, and the other thing. Bull, okay? You're just selling yourself a lie to make yourself feel better about the inferior lack mentality that you've carried through your entire life. Let's go. Step up. Put your big boy pants, your big girl pants on, and play in the game. Let's go. Get yourself in the game. Let's get in the game. Hey, here's the thing about getting in the game. First of all, can I ask you a favor? Can you go to iTunes and leave a 5-star rating for this podcast? Just pause the show or after the show. Remember, give a 5-star rating for Every Day is Saturday show. Just search my name in the upper right-hand corner, Sam Crowley, in iTunes. It'll come up. Leave a 5-star rating and a nice comment, and I really would appreciate it. And you know who would appreciate it more is the people who are searching for inspiration and motivation. They will see your rating and see what you say about the show, and it will help us get found easier on iTunes. I've been doing this 10 years. At absolutely no cost because I love it. I love spreading the good news about being an entrepreneur and making Every Day Saturday. If you can partner with me on that, I'd greatly appreciate it. Leave a 5-star rating for the Every Day Saturday podcast on iTunes. Thank you kindly. Secondly, let's take a look at some of the feedback coming in on Twitter about the intro. Rich Hopkins, keep the intro. I started with the second podcast today. Wants to hear the intro. Kelly Richards, 4 episodes in 1 day. Awesome. Thanks. Thank you for listening, Kelly. I appreciate it. Let's see, Plantroni, no intro necessary during multiple day podcasts, unless it's that old jingle. Hey, Plantroni, I listen to you, brother, a sister, I don't know which one, but it's a Plantroni, put it this way, I'm listening. I gave you the old intro today. I like that. Maybe the old intro on the beginning and, the new stuff for the ending. I like that. Michael Coburn, hey, at Sam Crowley, defo keep the intro. I enjoy shouting along with it when I listen on my own. Good to have you back and rocking. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it, brother. Joshua Flores, I just fast-forwarded your intro on multiple podcasts, but I think you should have it because of any new listeners. Your call. Good advice, man. Thank you, everybody. If you want to keep the comments coming, I'm always on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Love interacting with listeners of the show. I appreciate each and every single one of you. I really do. Thank you for the feedback. I'm listening. I added the old intro, the Everyday Saturday jingle, to the beginning and kept the extra last 10 or 15 seconds at the end. All right? Now, also leave a 5-star rating on iTunes. Here we go. Get used to being the odd person out in your family, in your business, in your community, okay? Because when you want to be successful, you're not thinking like everybody else. You're not talking like everybody else. You're not doing what everybody else does. And for that, you're going to be scrutinized. You're going to get mocked and ridiculed and made fun of. And who do you think you are and all that crap that comes with it? Well, who do you think you are? I'm changing generations of lives in my family. What do you mean, who do I think I am? I got a dream. I got a message. I'm going to share it with the world. And I don't care what you're not doing. Don't let what you're not doing with your life confuse anything about where I'm going with my life. Don't let your lack mentality and how you settled for Averageville in no way, shape, or form come into play with my dream and what I've chosen to do with my life, because I know one thing is one of these days I ain't gonna wake up. And if this is my very last day, damn it, I'm gonna make something of it. I'm not gonna major in minor things. I am not going to get caught up in all of this stuff that doesn't matter. I'm going to do things today that are going to stretch me so far that I won't even recognize the individual I am 30 days from now. Do you understand? Whereas with you, hell, it might as well still be 1992 with you. You haven't changed in 20 freaking years. I bet you're still watching Seinfeld. I bet you're still watching Friends. And I bet you're still Wang Chunging. Wang Chung was the 80s, by the way. I know that. By the way, if you don't know everybody Wang Chung tonight, again, you're too young to listen to this podcast, okay? Just Google it. Humor me a little bit. The point being, you got to grow, man. And when you grow, you lose friends. And when you grow, your family members look at you like you just blew a dog whistle in their ear. And when you grow, you lose relationships. And when you grow, you gain the individual you were meant to be. You don't settle, man. You don't settle. If you're fat, take all your clothes off, get in front of the mirror, and do a slow 360. And don't miss one inch of your body. And then get your ass to the gym. And you do that for 90 days. And like I said on the last show, you start with a nice slow walk. And then a nice little jog. And then you work it up, man. And you're doing the cardio. And then you lift in. Then you mix in some lifting and some weights. Because you know muscle burns fat. And you don't got to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger or a female version thereof. You just got to look better than the person that you were the day before. And that brings up a great point. You got to be just better than that person you were the day before. I know you got some aches and pains. Look, I do too, man. But we're still putting our best body forward because it's the only body we have. So if you want to exercise and get in the greatest shape of your life, it only takes, you know what? It doesn't, you don't need a subscription. You don't need P90X. You don't need confusion or intrusion, whatever the hell the latest fad is. All right, muscle confusion. You know what you need to do? Speaking of confusion, we're all so confused. There's so many messages coming our way. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to buy that and buy that. And I'm going to follow this person. You know what you got to do? You got to follow your passion. You got to get your ass to the gym and work out. Because when your body is feeling good, your mind follows. When your mind's feeling good, you get your body in shape. They work together. And you cannot be somebody on the outside that you don't perceive yourself to be on the inside. It's impossible. You got to get yourself congruent with the individual who you feel as though you are. If you feel like a fat, lethargic pig, then guess what? You're going to operate today as a fat, lethargic pig. If you feel like an unstoppable machine and there's nothing that's going to stand in your way, then damn it, you're going to excel in business, you're going to excel in the gym, you're going to excel in your relationships, and your bank account is going to shoot through the roof, and it all starts with the decision that you make in your mind. But if you're stuck in the 90s, or if you're stuck with that woe is me attitude, you don't know my story, you don't know who do you think you are, Sam Crow? You know who I think I am? Raised with humble beginnings, the youngest child of a single mother who did the best she could to raise us, off to college, dropped out of college, debilitating stuttering problem for the better part of my childhood, trying to figure out life just like you are. But you know what I don't make is a damn excuse. That's what I refuse to make because nobody wants to hear it. 90% of the people don't care about your problems, and the other 10% are glad you have them. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do today? You going to get to the gym? You going to focus on one business activity to grow yourself and your bank account? Or are you going to go with the flow? You know who goes with the flow, right? Dead fish. Go with the flow. Here's my challenge to you. Get yourself in the best mental, physical, and financial shape of your life. Hell, just do this. Get yourself in the best mental and physical shape of your life, all right? And the bank account will follow. That much, I promise you. Can you make a deal? Can you make a deal with yourself? Because a promise is a commitment that you've made to you. Because you're the only one that's going to know. You're the only one that's going to know. Do it. Do it now. Don't wait. Do it now. Don't wait. Do it now. Don't wait. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.